No offense, bitch.
I'm not guilty. You're the one who's guilty. Lawmakers, the politicians, the Colombian drug lords, all you who lobby against making drugs legal, just like you did with alcohol during the prohibition. You're the one who's guilty. I mean, come on, let's kick the ballistics here. Ain't no Uzis made in Harlem. I mean, not one of us in here owns a poppy field. This thing is bigger than Nino Brown. This is big business. This is the American way.
Were you or were you not head of the narcotics consortium, the murderously bloody CMB?
Yes.
I could not hear you. Would you please speak up, Mr. Brown?
Yes, I was a member. But I was forced into this way of life. Hey, look, I've been dealing drugs ever since I was 12 years old. See, I didn't have the chances that you have, Miss Hawkins. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, Miss Hawkins. I mean, I wanted to get out, but they threatened to kill my mother.
Who are you talking about, Mr. Brown? What they?
They. Look at him. Kareem Akbar. That's right, the educated brother from the bank. He's the real head of the CMB, the brains behind the whole thing.
I told you, this thing is bigger than Nino Brown, and I got a list of proof. Order. If I'm going down, I'm taking a whole lot of people with me.
Order in the court. Order in the court.
See, this is why it's important for people to know their history. I know the young fellas, I was once a young fella, you know, but at that particular time, we was raised to listen to our elders. If you know your history, and not even just on the movie tip, but I want to say for the people that know exactly what that movie clip is, you know, you can leave a review, leave a comment, tell us what it is, you know what I mean? And we eventually may pick out some people to bring on the show that got a correct answer. But the reason why we play that clip is because one, it's going to go along with some of the things and the topics that we're talking about today. But it's very important to understand, like, this snitching shit been going on for a minute. You know, I got to welcome you guys to the No Offense Podcast, you know, episode 15. We greatly appreciate everybody that's tapping in, regardless where you coming from. If you a truck driver, if you out there watching from YouTube, if you coming from one of these streaming platforms, we greatly appreciate you tuning in. You know, of course, I got the homie D Blake on the line. But before we jump into that, I want to say it's a couple things I want you guys to check out. When you get the opportunity, you got to get into passive income. At least look it up. Look at the different ways of making income besides just your normal income that you're making on a day-to-day, regardless if it's a 9-to-5. Or even if you're out there doing your 1-2 in the streets, look into making passive money, ways to make your money make money. It's a couple different ways that I do it. I've invested some money into Robinhood, into Bitcoin, and into cryptocurrency, and a couple stocks. Beyond Meat is popping right now, but definitely into cryptocurrency. And it's a couple things as far as getting you a duplex. We'll go into that at a later date and, you know, keep you guys updated on all that. But I got the homie D Blake on the line. What's good with it, though?
Oh, shit, man. Just chilling, playboy. What's good with you?
Man, same old shit, man. Just trying to, you know, we're going to maneuver through this life with all the little crazy dumb shit that be going on, man. It'd be down there. Be wanting to box yourself in with all the stupidity going on.
Oh, man, I want to lock myself in the house sometime, man. Between vaccinations and listening to a new album, you don't know what to do. You be like, oh, shit, you want to watch the game, the championship. You, hey, man, it's so much, hey, it's like an anxiety attack. You like, oh, I want to do so. Hold on, it's rules to this shit now. I want to post this, and then you thinking like, oh shit, YouTube is out flagging niggas.
Right.
So, you don't know what to do now, nigga. Everything got to be researched. Like everything is paperwork now. Like your whole life is like researching the nigga on paperwork now. Like let me research this before I do it, because everything is, man, shit. Yeah. Stakes is high, man. Stakes is high right now.
Did you watch the actual game?
You know what? I didn't, bro. Like, I'm to be 100 with you, my nigga, I'm not a big sports fan. It's too much shit going on. You're not gonna catch me on no PS4. I'm not no gamer like that. I'll be in the lights, my nigga. I don't really be having time to be like, you know. I caught the tail end of it last night. I was at my brother's house and shit. I popped up and be like, oh shit, these niggas just won. So I was, man, I'm a dad, nigga, mm-hmm. and a motherfucking journalist, nigga. I done turned into a dad and a journalist. Either I'm writing some shit, or I'm trying to catch the sneak peek or like the summary of some shit. I gotta watch summaries and shit. Like, all right, nigga, give me the rundown because I ain't watched that whole shit. But Golden State took that L though. Drake is winning right now. So
and I wasn't expecting that. I kind of, even though I'm the same way, I don't really watch a lot of sports. If I do watch sports, I'm really the type I'll watch college sports because I feel like they fighting for that check.
Yeah, college still hungry.
You know, so I watch that, but I don't really watch a lot of pro football. I mean, football or basketball, but I came into it just thinking, because I go with Golden State thinking they was going to win, but then by the time I started hearing about the different injuries and this and that, I still was rooting for them, but I wasn't expecting because Toronto came out of nowhere, but probably for somebody that's a sports fan that's been keeping up with this shit, they may have known that they had the opportunity to win. I don't know. But like you say, that nigga Drake, he fooling. I'm seeing him throwing little shots at what's dude, Klay Thompson after the game. Like he gonna press the nigga. I'm like, Drake getting
out of trouble. Yeah, he on everybody. Yeah. Hey man, I guess you know some people get into sports better than the actual people that play for the damn team sometimes, man. So I hope it's all just funny games, you know.
You know, I know Drake tied in with Jay Prince and everybody, but you know, he be trying to punk motherfuckers like niggas in America ain't on that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Niggas feel like niggas in America ain't on that shit.
Yeah, that's about the only time I be patriotic, you know what I mean? When he be doing dumb shit, starting battle raps with niggas in the States, it made me stand up for the States.
Right.
He danted, like, even though him and Chris cool now, you know what I mean? He danted tried to shit on Chris with that whole situation. Then he tried to, but we seen what Pusha T did. So now I was definitely happy when that happened. I'm like, see, you do got some chinks in your armor. Motherfuckers can't get to you regardless to that machine that's behind you and everything.
Uh-huh. So like,
and it was sad it took for him to bring out the kid to really get in his ass. But Pusha T went back to the 80s, 90s type of hip hop battle rap. Like, nigga.
Yeah, I'm bringing like, out nigga. The ultimate. Finish him. This nigga put out the Mortal Kombat move on a nigga.
Niggas is like, oh, was that too low? That was a low. I'm like, no, it ain't. It don't. That's how you know shit then got so sensitive when a person just brought up that you got a kid and that was a low blow.
Yeah, you got a kid with a bitch that like she halfway do porn, or I don't know what the bitch do. Like, niggas say she do porn, niggas say she don't. You know, I had to research the bitch. She don't do flicks. A nigga would have Googled that. But I don't know what she do. He got, I mean, shit. She a, what's that shit? Fashion Nova bitch or some shit? I don't know. I don't be knowing.
I think now, but she was full-fledged hardcore. She was full-fledged on the porn shit. He started, you know, and not to go too far back, but I think by the time that he knew that she got pregnant, they went on a full worldwide web cleanup, cleaned up her Instagram, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just to prepare, just in case if it came out, to try to make them a little bit better. But yeah, she was full-fledged out there. It's probably shit, you know, they probably got
probably
some
can't
shit.
Can't find now. Drake's like, that's my baby mama.
It's in the archives.
You know, niggas that pull some shit, they feel like it.
Yeah, let some shit happen again with Drake. That's going to be the thing that's going to start coming out, flip all type of shit on it. But yeah, that shit, man.
It's going to be a Soulja Boy meme. Drake? The nigga that got a porno bitch pregnant, Drake? Oh, shit.
This shit crazy talking about memes and shit. It really ain't no meme. But you seen, I'm looking at the internet. It's getting to the point where, like, dudes be quote-unquote gangster. I don't know. I'm fully aware now, 2019, that being gangster and being smart just lightweight don't mix no more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I'm not condoning it to the point. I know why he did it, but I just don't understand why he did it. Like, Little Reese, you get yeah, you get jumped on or whatever, whatever. You wasn't lumped up and all that stuff. So you, I don't really consider if a person rushes you, if you get jumped, it's taking an L. You know what I'm saying? So
nah, man, I think that's the newer generation, bro. But go ahead, man. Go ahead, Fence, what you about to say.
So I don't take that as an L, but I understand his image. He's supposed to be super savage. His you know, his resume to the world been clean since he came in. He got this whole moniker of being a Grim Reaper because, you know, for a long ass time, especially during that war on Chirac shit, then anybody that had mentioned his name in rap was getting up out of here. You know what I mean? So I know he got a high little standard, but it's like, okay, you get jumped, then you turn back around a week later and show the alleged dude like just getting out the hospital, bandaged up with guns. You know, you implementing yourself. It's like, no matter how you worded that, people are not stupid. Like, people are not stupid. So you basically saying, like, this is the repercussions to what you did to me. So you are implementing yourself in that. Like, what do you have to prove to a whole bunch of people that don't give a fuck about you?
Life in prison is real.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, them cells is real. I just watched my... Watch my peoples on Instagram today, how they ran up in that nigga's cell. That shit's real, my nigga. I'm cool on that. Trying to prove some shit to some... No. What? Ain't this a little nigga that was like, that nigga shitted on himself. This him, right? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
See that? Man, go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
And come to find out, it wasn't even that he shitted on himself. It was just the design of the type of boxers that he had on. But it was like... Just neither there, here or there for you to go back.
Right.
People that just got too comfortable with this internet stuff of just displaying everything. Everything is not for the internet. I don't know what it's going to take. You know, that's just like going to something we were talking about off the record with the whole Rondo situation. Now I'm hearing that Rondo, they put out something like they want to try to sue that Vlad or whatever for putting out that shit. Basically setting the narrative like he snitched. You heard about that?
Nigga, every nigga on Vlad 200. I just seen Rick Ross talk about, yeah, nigga, well, statute of limitation. I was moving this many keys. I was selling. Bro, every nigga go on Vlad and just tell everything, bro. I don't understand that shit. Like, nigga, it's consequences to your mouth, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And niggas forget, like, you know, we live in this. I think they try to mix pop culture because... Every nigga is trying to pop. They not. These ain't underground. You got underground rappers trying to be pop. So, you know, that's it's a hell of a dynamic there. You know, it's like, nigga, this internet shit and this and real shit. I don't know, man. It makes me confused. Think about the shit. God damn it. Like I'm confused trying to figure this how to word it. Like,
yeah, because back in the day, what, the 90s. 80s, 90s, anything up until just this point right now, I guarantee rappers was probably doing dumb shit, wild shit, but they didn't have the social media for people to see it. So they got away with a lot more shit. Now that this,
you're not posting them pool parties you went to, nigga. You niggas might have heard about it, but nah, man, this shit weird. This shit weird.
But now the very first thing, and you know, and that's the gift and the curse. That's where the gift and the curse of the whole cell phone and the cameras and all that stuff, because like I just seen a video today where this police officer, I guess they said like a 4-year-old boy accidentally, I don't know if anyway it goes, he was 4 years old, so I don't know if he purposely stole it accidentally, because you know kids pick up shit in the store. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, and you may not be paying attention and by yourself and you get outside, I'm like, oh damn. But like a police officer jumped out because of this 4-year-old stealing this toy, jumped out, guns out, screaming at the top of his lungs, pointing a gun at the kids, the mom holding another kid.
Get out the fucking car! You are gonna get out the fucking car right now!
Get your fucking
hands
off! Get your fucking hands off! Get your fucking hands off! Get your fucking hands off!
Get out the fucking car.
You recording it?
Yeah, I'm recording it.
Put your hands up. I don't give a shit. Put your hands up. Hands up.
Holding a gun in their face, telling them to get out the car. And of course, you know what's automatically going through these, you know, this black family mind with him. Yeah, you know what I mean? So you don't know what to do. To move if he tell you to move, if not to move, you know what I mean? Because you may get shot and another police officer come with his guns out. And there's somebody filming it the whole time. But it wasn't until, like, the police officer grabbed her up by the arm, then the people that was holding the camera end up kind of saying something. But they still would just, I don't know, it's like, you just want to get the footage. I understand you can't just jump in there with that situation because you're going to get your ass shot. But the shit just,
yeah,
it's the gift and the curse of having these camera phones to catch this shit, because this shit probably going on as we speak right now somewhere in the world, definitely in the United States.
Bro, I didn't watch niggas sit there record niggas dying. Like, bro, you can go help. Fuck that camera, man. They can go help that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And like, I think it started when niggas start peeping World Star. World Star kind of like made us immune to like negative shit. I remember like, when was this? Like 09. Hit me like, yeah, like 08, 09, around that time, the homies hit me up to World Star. Nigga, I started watching that shit. I seen the motherfuckers going there. They went to it. It was like some different country. This nigga went to a jewelry store, laid everybody down. Choppers, nigga. And you can see motherfuckers clinging to life. That shit became normal after that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fast forward till 2018. You got a nigga in a wedding dress with the damn AR in his mouth. Like he, you know, doing some shit that Drake like baby mama used to do. Right. Mm-hmm. Like Drake baby mama used to do. Right. Right.
Right.
But you... Like, what, like, how and then he mad that niggas is testing his gangster, because we looking at this nigga like, bro, that's some gay ass shit, nigga. Now he's supposed to be mad, ready to go at niggas because he did some gay shit. When the fuck did that ever become crossing the line? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's always been something, nigga. You don't, first of all, what you doing in a dress? You can Google niggas wearing dresses or comedians wearing dresses or some shit, and you'll see the negative connotation and the negative image that it projects to the culture. So you're gonna take it upon yourself and do this shit.
Yeah, this.
And then be like, nigga, I'm a gangster. Don't fucking test me. Shit, little baby came out with a diaper on, and he killed niggas in Walmart. So it's like, God damn, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yo.
And he just beat a nigga ass in the Louis store. Like, all right, nigga, let me get my shit real quick and I'm about to beat your ass. Nigga, this the same nigga that came out on stage in a fucking baby diaper. A grown ass man in a baby diaper.
Yeah.
So
and motherfuckers,
that's where we at.
Motherfuckers would automatically, by him doing that, he may have not known or he didn't give a fuck, but to the average motherfucker gonna be like, oh, this suck ass nigga, then niggas testing him, but shit, it's like, he, I don't know, you know what I mean? I don't know if he just, I don't know, I think before this nigga go on tour, like, they must study the laws of the states that they in, because this nigga be getting away with every fucking thing, you know what I mean?
This nigga ain't on probation for nothing.
I seriously, like, yeah. he didn't kill about 3-4 motherfuckers.
Yeah. Since he got more bodies than Mozzie, nigga. Mozzie, hey. Need to holler at little baby, nigga. He might got you by the body, nigga. Right. He might have a yeeky. He got the yeeky. He got the body for body, nigga. You might want to holler at little baby, my nigga.
For real.
Straight up. Want to get your body count up? Call little baby.
That nigga the next day be doing an interview like it ain't, like the shit ain't happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. All charges dropped. Sitting on the couch, chilling, like, mic'd up like he ain't missing a beat. Like, right. What? Yeah, I shot like six. I shot about six, seven niggas a night. But you know what I'm saying? I just got off. You know, ain't nothing to it. It was them. They was tripping. And with the lead, he be like, nigga, what lawyer you got? I need that nigga.
Always self-defense. He I'm talking about, just like when you see how he kind of baited the dude in the Louis store. He was telling him, go ahead and buy your shit. Like, but the way it looked like dude swung on him first. So then he was in the right for anything that happened after that. You know what I'm saying?
You know how to play that law, man. You got to play the law. Hey, that nigga provoked me.
He a dangerous motherfucker.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that nigga. Because he gonna come out winning. So y'all niggas better leave little baby alone, because he's not gonna beat this nigga. I don't give a fuck what you do. That nigga, it was another nigga and his homie, and that nigga was with his family in Walmart, and them niggas did not win. This nigga need to holler at Mayweather, because this nigga's undefeated. Fuck little baby. That nigga need to change his name to Undefeated. Shit.
You letting off 40 cows in the middle of Walmart? Like, it ain't shit. Like, that's crazy. I don't know.
Wasn't it? Hold on. And it was the other nigga's gun. Then he took the other nigga's gun or some shit? Because I don't think he was strapped.
I don't know. No. From what I think, when I heard him talk about it somewhere, I think he said they pulled out, but they was kind of nervous with it. And because remember, keep in mind, he's always self-defense. So they did something first.
They did something on that Walmart camera.
They pulled either their shirt up, they did something, and then he just got the clap in their ass. But I'm like, this nigga, yeah, he is undefeated out here. But what's going to end up happening is, and I'm not saying that I want this shit to happen, because it's a total difference between like him and 6ix9ine, but what's going to end up happening with him as he keep catching these dubs running around, it's going to become this thing where somebody going to try to catch him slipping. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
He gonna have that pressure on his ass everywhere he go. That it's gonna be motherfuckers. That's gonna be this, and either he just gonna be laying niggas down from state to state. You know what I'm saying?
I catch bodies from state to state. Like, we laughing, nigga, but it's like fuck. Like this nigga dodging all this shit, and like it's niggas, man. Some niggas that we would love to bring back, man. Shit, but yeah. It's crazy, man. This shit is crazy, man. It's like anybody that's little somebody, they got the longest longevity, do the dumbest shit, and just, man, this shit crazy, man. And like I said, hey, man, go back. It's a new generation, man. These niggas is wild. That's like we was talking about. I don't want to live in a state of paranoia and anxiety. Shit, nigga, how many times young Dolphin shot at and shot?
Man, too many times.
Like,
I'm glad he has calmed down, because I was getting worried for his ass for a minute. I'm like, bro, you gotta stop talking shit.
I was like, hey, man.
Because that could have been it. You could tell that whoever was the person that stood over him and still just hit him in his arms and stuff, it was more of a warning type thing. Like, shut up. Because that could have that literally could have been it. You know what I'm saying? And it was like he was still talking shit, and it's like people get so caught, these rap niggas, they get so caught up in their image, they put themselves in bigger problems. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I didn't interview way too many dudes that's like quote unquote or street dudes as rappers now, and that's the main thing they say when I ask them, like, what's the biggest transition or what was the thing that surprised you when you got in the game? And you just say, like, everything is fake because it's all about image. These niggas come to you and like a real nigga aura, but they really be like hoe ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? So,
you
got a whole bunch of fake ass niggas parading around to be real. Some bullshit is going to happen. And I'm glad he kind of, I'm glad Dolph, from what he seemed, I'm not a diehard fan, but it seemed like, because I would even just on Instagram, I would just catch the subliminal shit that he would just constantly taunting. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, until you get you some get back or something, you need to shut the fuck up.
Because you a victim right now, nigga. Like, chill, nigga. You got 9 lives, nigga. Be a cat, nigga. Just do that.
Right.
You got like, 9 nigga. Lives, my nigga. Appreciate that shit. Appreciate that shit like a motherfucker. Because, man, this shit, because it's like, and then it goes back to what we were saying, like, nigga, what's a real nigga? Like, these niggas took savagery from every movie that we watched as kids, and they really did the shit. Like, no, nigga, Joe Pesci was the fucking the hothead that ended up getting killed. Every nigga wants, every little nigga wants to be Joe Pesci from fucking Goodfellas. What you say? Stab him in the fucking neck. What do you say? I like the way that nigga breathed on me. Let's smoke this nigga. Like every little nigga is fucking Joe Pesci from Goodfellas. Or fucking Casino running crazy around town, robbing everybody, making heat. You know what I'm saying? Like you drawing heat to yourself, my nigga, and the organization.
Yeah. They don't see that sound.
Right. They don't see that they think that's the gangster shit.
All that crazy shit. All that wow, all the bodies, all the extra aggressive shit, that shit slows up the money, fucks up the money, it brings the police, but it, you know what I mean? Like, it don't do, it's nothing, you don't get nothing positive out of none of that stuff. You know what I mean? I understand that if you are in a certain type of environment or circumstance that you may have to wear this particular jacket to make it back home, but just being over the top, like you said, someone just say something, you stabbing them up or being a just, you just gonna throw your whole life away and then you gonna think back on it once you behind the walls, like, was it really even worth it? You got this family going through pain, grieving, cause and now you in jail, you know what I mean? And then you just really help the whole purpose of what they want us to do anyways, right. Keep knocking us on, you know what I mean?
I had to let this nigga respect me, but you about to get stripped by a white man. You about to wear somebody else's drawers, somebody else's t-shirt. You're not gonna be able to wear your own shit, but you cool with that though. You about to get your respect because you in there saying yes sir and this and that, chow time. You know what I'm saying? You rather do that,
right? Your whole day is being told what to do by another man. And how can that other man even respect you? He's dead now. You know he probably now. If you would have just beat his ass, he may could have had some respect because now he's still alive to be like, okay, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have fucked with dude. But you kill him, how the dude can't respect you. You know what I mean? Now you got to live with that demon. You know what I mean? And you either going to go on a run unless, you know, I don't know. It's a crazy.
You become an alcoholic. You're going to pull a, I'm crazy halfway. You know, like, come on, man. And then you got to think, the nigga that you about to go do this to, he might be just like him. If I fight this nigga, he might come back. Because now these niggas is kicking niggas when they get knocked out. Niggas getting knocked out. Here come a kick. Here come a body slam. Yo, my nigga, he out. When a nigga fall down, he out. Ain't no kicking. Ain't no standing over another man. Beating him because he not swinging back. He like, I've seen some shit. And niggas recording you. That'll make a nigga want to kill your motherfucking ass. So now you done beat this nigga ass. Your homies done filmed it. Come on, man. Like, yeah. Niggas, that shit to get you, that'll get your ass whooped, nigga. Like, come on, man.
Then it put it online.
Nigga want to kill you now.
Then it went viral. It was all in fucking Afghanistan and fucking India. Right. Everybody just like, God damn, not, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm just like.
That's how black people fight? That's what they're looking at in India, in China. That's how black people fight? Then this goes around the whole world thinking that, yeah, you kicking nigga when he down. And when a nigga got that stiff arm, when he unconscious, and a nigga like he having a seizure, you sock him again. They think this is our culture, and it's getting out of fucking hand.
I've been like, if I kind of look at, even if I'm at the grocery store or any type of situation, I feel like if the situation is not warranted for you to kill this individual. That means it can be talked through, this can be resolved, and you shouldn't even fight, because no one right now, not too many, I don't want to speak too broad, but you know, not too many, no one can just accept the L. You beat, like, with the ego, the pride, and then everything else that come with it. So I'm like, if the situation does not warrant just because they done did something to your family or, you know what I'm saying, like that, it's something that you can get past and think through it. Like, don't react just in emotion, because shit, you're going to have all your whole rest of your life. You know what I mean? That just like, you was talking about this kind of Memphis and making, now this is a situation that's crazy that's going on down there. And what is it? Memphis, going back to Memphis again, I think they said 24 officers.
Oh yeah, they got their ass handed to them by the people for once in America. That shit crazy. I got to figure out how the story unfolded and what really went down. Some shit, they pulled over some niggas. Niggas were unarmed. They didn't. And I guess they caught them. I gotta do my research. But I seen just a little quick video shit, and niggas like, yeah, we got they ass. I was like, finally. But let's see what happens after that. Cause fuck, they'll fuck around, call National Guard and shut down Memphis. And then it'll be a curfew to niggas at 5 o'clock.
That's why, like, everything, that just anything, everything has a pro and a con, a gift and a curse. Because, yes, it's like finding, like, a U.S., from what I, the snippets that I heard, like, a U.S. Marshal, you know, fatally shot and killed a black male, I believe unarmed, or a black male, and then they say after that, all these, you know, all these shootings and stuff. So it's like, okay, damn, finally, you know, motherfuckers getting some get back and doing this. But shit, you know, we, that's the gift and the curse, because we know now the police on super extra edge now. It braids the whole city up to orange, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, so somebody
scared anyway. Motherfuckers that become cops are motherfuckers who used to be sitting behind you in class and then talk to the girls. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, the real cool motherfuckers that you might have known in school that became cops, you don't know them motherfuckers. They probably work. Most of the cool niggas work in corrections. Like, they go directly with, like, prisoners and shit. Most of the square motherfuckers, those are cops.
That's why they say it should damn near be, like, mandated throughout the whole 50 states that if you become a police officer, that you should either be from that area or live in that area. So you could be of those people. Because if you take a person that's from a totally different environment, you know, totally different culture from the suburbs, and put them in the city, that's why they so fucking scared. You know what I'm saying? They're just not used to it. But if you guys, if they from that area, they may have already have relationships with these people, or they know why things move the way it moved. Because some things look a way that it may not really be. That's why you have all this profiling and stuff going on, because they just, we already just stereotype. Just because you have on a hoodie do not mean that you a thug. Just because you have on a wave cap don't mean that you a thug or a killer. You know what I'm saying? They're not from the culture, so they just stereotyping you, and this is why all this bullshit is happening.
You know what it's like? It's like, say for instance, you know how, like, nigga, every, like, black school, they got, like, a white quarterback somehow, right? It's like when the niggas roll up and we see a bunch of other niggas on the football team, like, oh, nigga, we gonna smash these niggas. But the white boys like, oh, shit, look at those big black dudes. Like, they in a whole other element. They don't know shit. They like, nigga, them nothing but some niggas to us. We gonna smash these niggas. But for them, they're like, I don't know how to act. I'm in my own. I'm out of my element. What if they do this? What if they do that? You gotta think. That's how they are. They never been around that. So they don't know how to check a nigga temperature. It might be a nigga, you might just have to just hug a nigga. Hey, bro, I got love for you, my nigga. Just calm down. All right, bro, for sure. Nigga might be a straight up crazy ass killer. But you grab that nigga. Hey, bro, I love you, my nigga, but just chill out. Nigga, we gonna make this. You know what I'm saying? It's certain people you gotta be of it to get that, to be accepted. You know what I'm saying? You gotta, you know what I mean, my nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what the cops need to do. Like when you say that, that's some real shit. You gotta be from the community. But being from the community, how many people can actually pass those tests and actually keep a clean record?
Especially when they targeting you and profiling you, and you catch them absolutely report card. But that's why either, hey, if they can't make it in because they're from the community, once they get hired, they at least need to stay within so many miles of this particular community, like within it, but you know, not, it don't mean that it got to be like right smack dead in the middle, but so, where you damn near still accessible. So you can't feel comfortable. I'm about to just off this nigga and then drive an hour or two back home and rest my head. Like,
that's
dog,
exactly what these niggas be doing. They don't live nowhere near. Yeah, exactly.
So you can face the repercussions for your shit. If you do, it'll make simple shit like that will make these motherfuckers start thinking a little bit different about the shit that they doing. Cause it's sad. You shouldn't just be, and shit, you know what I mean? I'm overall, the way I was raised, I'm overall a respectful person to someone disrespect me. You know what I'm saying? So it shouldn't just be, if you at the store, the gas station, and the police officer walk in, you shouldn't have to mean mug this motherfucker because of some shit that happened because of another police officer. And just like they say, when I can't remember exactly the statement that this guy said, but you know, they were talking about, you know, of course all cops not bad, but this one guy was like, what makes all cops bad is because the good cops are not saying shit. They're not doing anything.
Yeah, they're not doing shit
because of this blue code or whatever the fuck they got. Like, at some point in time, they gotta draw a line. Because if more situations like the Memphis stuff was to happen, or even if it's not like just in one day, 24, just slowly but surely, police officers just start getting picked off. And then people start noticing where it's coming from. It's going to make you think a little bit different. Like, no, because you don't want to, I don't want to get in trouble for somebody's actions. This is not a fucking sports team. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hell no.
You know, the coach get mad at everybody because of one person. Like, we all individuals out here, and they want to be treated the same way. Your individual actions, but y'all come to this table as one because of this blue code y'all got. So you got to be willing to check your partner or whoever else out there. But I don't know. You know, it's of course nothing is gonna change overnight. But that's even at the end of the day, we can't even make our youth feel like it's so many things that our community do. The reason why we not in certain positions in America, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like they try to make you feel like you soft or you weak if you go off to college. So if you don't, you know, or you soft or you, like, we need more black representation in the Peace Corps.
Our culture is crazy, bro. Like, nigga, my pops used to be on it back in the day. That nigga wanted to be a sheriff. He wanted to do all kind of shit. He used to be in LA. He worked park patrol. So basically what this nigga did, he's take niggas weed. That's how my pops, he know a lot of the niggas that, you know, a lot of people just now hearing about. Like, he's talking about Bone, the one that was there when Suge had caught his case. The dude Bone from Athens. Yeah, Bone from Athens. I remember my pops telling me stories about a gang of niggas. That's what he wanted to do. Like, that used to be a cool job. You work park patrol or you become a sheriff. Back in the day, it was cool. Because my pop said, nigga, that's legal gang banging. You want to be a gangster? Shit. Go sign up for the sheriffs and start your own little clique. Like, it's little black cliques of, like, LAPD officers. Some niggas is cool. Some niggas ain't. But what happens is, within the police community, you got like, it's like fraternal shit. You know what I'm saying? Just like in real estate, just like in business, you got fraternal orders where you got these group of white boys. They came from a section of the Marines or whatever, and these dudes stick together. And such and such's uncle is residing over this. Like, you hear all kind of shit about police and like stories that come out later. Like, all these niggas was connected, bro. It's a brotherhood. And if you're not part of certain shit, then they not fucking with you. Just like the I think we chopped up about the dude Christopher Dorner out here in L.A. Dude had he was working for the police force. He did everything right. He did his time in the military, and then come to find out, being a good cop was terrible for him. he started to see all the injustices, and he became the enemy
within.
Right, doing the right thing because he's seen so much foul shit. And wrote it down and put names out there like, no, bitch, I remember that one day you did this. And then that one day you know what I'm saying? So it's like every time we accomplish something, they make it seem like we did something bad. Or it's 10 more steps to take. But how come his steps weren't as hard as my fucking 10 steps? But it goes back to that, the lady that, that played the prosecutor in When They See Us. I forgot the lady name that was in that that college scandal where they was paying for their kids to go to like these colleges and shit that they didn't qualify for.
Right.
Same shit. That shit is real. That shit goes in every system. Anything that involves money, that shit is the same shit, bro. You could pay to get in here, you could pay to get in there. Everybody's part of a certain club when they take their badge off. So it's wild. Just like the dude that was in his car, everybody talking about he did the right thing by putting his hands up and said, I'm not moving. And the dude already had his shit out, and he said he got a gun. He didn't have a gun. If you notice, it was a black officer behind him. He didn't do shit. He was just posted. Like, I can't fight these white boys. These niggas that hang me. Like, right. What are these niggas so afraid of that these motherfuckers will do?
And that's something I was just about to say. To me, I don't know to say if it's worse than a racist individual or not, but having a black person that changes exactly who they are when they're in the presence of white people, you know what I'm saying? Like, they hate their own, or like, you could still be yourself. Like, you could end up being the bridge in between to help this officer or whoever else understand. yes, because we come from two different cultures, may speak the same language, but two totally different type of ways and may not understand each other, but that, that black police officer can be that bridge in that community so to help the shit go on, but they had to stand to the side and let the shit happen. I didn't see too many videos where it's some white officers fucking some motherfuckers up and just off in the wind, you would just see a black officer 10, 15, 20 feet away just chirping on his shit.
Like, come on. Calm down, y'all, calm down. Nigga, and then niggas is looking at you like, looking at him like, nigga, look at this shit. Stop that right. shit. The nigga just like, hey, nothing I could do really, man. Ain't nothing I could do. Well, what the fuck can you do?
Right. You know, like, what,
that's what I want to know.
What are you here for? And more than likely, you know, I don't want to group all of them, but more than likely, before they got into training and all that shit, they probably was some punk, some sucker, you know, dude in school that probably didn't get no hoes. You know what I'm saying? And then they got in that, you know, got in that position because they want to try to abuse their power too.
Right. So now he making $3,500 every other week, overtime, doing what he's doing, working his 12-hour shift. He cool. He's Mr. Oh, the neighbor's a cop guy now. And knowing damn well, he probably envy his next door neighbor because he works off the internet and makes more money. And like these niggas got regular lives. They be miserable as fuck. Like, damn, I did all this shit and this shit's stressful. Like, I got a homie that, bro, I got a homie that work in the Department of Corrections. I was just talking to this nigga and he worked with like the juvenile halls. And Los Padrinos. Yeah, I think he worked in Los Padrinos. So I'm talking to this nigga. I'm like, but bro, do you love what you do? He's like, this nigga got a new house. He live by himself. The nigga single. The nigga 35, single, got all the shit that he could want. The nigga said, I hate my job. The nigga said, I fucking hate it. Yeah, I got money. I can go buy some shit. I make a cool salary. I got a house. I'm by myself. I'm a bachelor. He can't find a woman. He's miserable. I remember one time the nigga had to take medicine for prevention of a certain disease because somebody spit on him.
Mm.
A little kid spit on this nigga. I'm like, this is what this nigga's going through. So I can just imagine the shit that these cop niggas be going through. Because a lot of these cops be like, oh, I went to college for something and I just became a cop because I know how to pass a test and I'm a good person. And that's what's really happening now. A lot of these dudes, they could pass that psychological test. I don't know how they gear it towards whoever they gear it towards, but it's a personality test. And a lot of these weirdos is passing it, bro. Because I've seen some weird motherfuckers that I'm like, I remember that dude. I'm like, that motherfucker's a cop?
Something was off with him.
Yeah, it'd be like, I don't fuck this. What? Okay, never mind. Hey, y'all put a gun in this nigga hands? Okay. So they, you know, it's crazy shit, man.
And on top of all of that, you know, everything that we talking about, like on top of all that, you got motherfuckers out here trying to talk about fucking Father's Day need to be removed because it's disrespectful to motherfucking what they say to single
moms and I guess what to two stud couples, I guess. I don't know. I don't know, man. Last when I was born, God gave me dick and balls, and I don't want to trade them in for nothing else. You know, I'm comfortable with what God gave me, and it seems like it's a sin to be a straight heterosexual male and not be white. I think we like the prime enemies. Like, you're not white and you're not gay. That's a problem.
How the fuck is it disrespectful to anybody for Father's Day?
Nigga, they taking everything away from us, bro. I just seen this shit about the vaccines in New York. They taking everything away. We damn near in Nazi Germany right now.
What was they talking about with the vaccines?
New York says you can't say it's against your religion.
Oh, they took that off the table now.
They said that's off. That's out.
And that's a scary situation because, you know, I got a almost 2-year-old daughter, and you know that was the big thing because I have seen parents at the doctor's offices or talk to them in other places where this one parent was like, his son was perfectly fine. Now, his son now is maybe like 12, 13 years old. He was saying how, you know, he has autism and stuff like that. The saddest part about it, this dude was like, he seen the day when his son got fucked up. He was like, when his son got the MMR shot, he was like, from that day, when he looked his son in his eyes, it was never the same after that day.
I seen that. That shit hurt, bro. That shit hurts. Because you got to sit there and think, like, I allowed this to happen to you. You got to tell your kid, I allowed this to happen to you.
That's the worst feeling.
Man.
Because, you know, we here to protect our kids. We, even when they fall, bump themselves, you know, this and that. But for something that's going to mess you up for the rest of your life, and it was something that, you know, you drove them there, all that, and allowed this to happen, you know, and they forcing this on us, especially just even, because I posted that shit on my IG one day talking, and I have posted it multiple times. Like, periodically, I'll post something about that MMR shot.
Yeah.
But one of the times, I don't know if it clicked on the Explorer page or what, but it was like a lot of people coming in. It was more people coming in like, oh man, this is some stupid shit, this and that. Y'all always just trying to pull the race card on stuff. That is not true. And my thing is, like, especially when you're dealing with Google, you can Google, when you Google something, you can find the answer to anything that you want to side with. You know what I'm saying? So you can Google things that's going to say that it's true and say that it's false. You know what I mean? But if you look deep enough into it, like you had Dick Gregory, you got a lot of different people that's just prominent figures, that's influencers, that's respected and accredited, that's putting this out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, if they look deeper than just the first page of Google, that they will be able to find this information about the dude. Even tried, the doctor that created it, even tried to commit suicide. You know what I mean?
Bro, you know what's crazy? It's always motherfuckers who don't even have kids that be the most fucking just not bending, they ain't folding on it. Like, man, everybody needs to be... Nigga, you don't got no kids.
Right.
You got a fucking dog. You vaccinated, or you cut your balls, you put the balls off your dog, and you think you got a kid? Fuck out of here, nigga. Yo, you can't relate, my nigga.
So I remember the day. Like, luckily... And this, I'm like, you know... Normally, I don't be too transparent about, like, personal stuff, but I remember, like, we really had to get on our doctor's office ass, because every time, you know the kids, you get a ton of shots, so we purposely was not letting our daughter get a lot of them shots, like, on the same day. Like, no, she's gonna get one or maybe two shots during these visits. We're not about to allow you to give her four or five shots in one day. She's
bro,
too
that's
small.
A lot of shit. Yeah. Like, you know what? It kills me, my nigga, because, I mean, just talking to my mom, and my mom, see, my parents, they was born in 54 and 55.
Do they just have that little lump on their arm? On their shoulders?
You know what? I don't know. I never asked them, but what they always do tell me is that, where the fuck all these shots come from?
Because they used to do them back there.
Come on, man. And this is my pops telling me. So what the fuck what's going on now that wasn't going on then? Y'all making shit.
Yeah, to keep people in the loop. The pharmaceutical company is a business. That's why they're not here to cure shit. It's all about treatment. That's why they say treatment. They're not in the business to cure nothing. And they found a way.
Practitioner. They practicing.
They found a way to get their patients, you know what I mean, just younger now. Before, I probably waited till you actually got sick and then got you in a loop, and then we're just bullshitting with you, putting little band-aids on stuff here and there and not fixing it. But they found a strategic way to actually start you as a custo from a little fucking kid. We get you with these vaccines, and it caused a problem, because them vaccines, like, from just the information from little things that I was reading, and I'm not an expert on it, but just the mercury and stuff that's inside of the MMR, you know, the mercury can, like, fry the brain.
Fries the brain. Hell yeah, it does.
And, you know, and not all kids, but a lot of kids already, and not to say this is a simple fix, but already kids, just some kids, it's hard to even get them to drink water. You got to dilute stuff just to try to trick them to make sure they drink water to stay properly hydrated. So if your kid is not the type of person that drinks water, then you're pumping them with this mercury that can fry their brain already, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I just remember the day that she ended up having to get that shot. Like, we were just, I'm talking about, we came home, barely had no TVs on. Like, we literally were just staring at her.
Staring at
her, like,
yeah, man. That's
for like the next 2-3 days, just to see Is she acting different? Is that what she normally does? You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure. And luckily,
that shit'll fuck like, she you up, still, bro.
Yeah, because I would, man. I told myself. I swear to God, I told myself. If after she got this that shot, I told my girl before we went down, I'm like, if something ended up being wrong with Ryan after this shit, I swear to God, I'm going to jail. So I will come back up here and kill this motherfucking doctor.
Yeah, bro, hey, man, I am not mad at you for that because, like I said, bro, I'm held accountable for anything that happens to my fucking child because I'm the protector. I'm the father. If anything that happens, nigga, that's in all the research that we do,
mm-hmm.
How would it look like on our track record? Like, damn, y'all nigga dropped all this truth. Y'all nigga stood for all this shit. I'd be damned if I die. And the nigga be like, nigga, years later, nigga, 90, 100 something years old. Yeah, D. Blake, man. The nigga just couldn't live with that fact that his daughter get them shots. And you know, like, nigga, I can't live with myself. To see my child go through some shit, it's bad enough. They in this world already. You know what I'm saying? You get past the shots, then welcome to America. You got this orange dude. You got the orange high sea color dude as the president. And then you got to deal with the rest of the shit. So that's already crazy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how much more of this abnormal shit do we got to go through? Like, you know, it's crazy, bro. Then the schools. No, as a matter of fact, they was pushing the flu shot so much. And my wifey, she was giving birth. I bullshit you not. They must have walked in the room twice a day when they bringing that food. She had the C-section, so she was there a couple days. You know, that's another thing that they be pushing too, that C-section, because if that's considered a surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a documentary that Ricky Lake came up with. It's called The Business of Being Born. So y'all check that out if y'all think I'm bullshitting. They came in every fucking hour. You want a flu shot? All right, cool, come back. Hey, got something to eat? Want a flu shot? All right, next day. Same shit, my nigga. I'm talking about first of all, the government don't, you can't get a dime from this government for free. So what makes you really think I believe that you really are looking out for me and my health?
I have not. I am 37 years old. I have never had the flu, and I have never had the flu shot.
Nope.
I refuse to take it. You're not about to. I know that we put a little bit in there so, you know, it can build up your immune system to be.
That's stupid. That's dumbest shit I ever heard.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? No, I'd just rather not have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm straight.
How about if you take the herbs and shit that boost my immune system instead of something that's going to shoot my immune system down? How about I just boost my immune system? Which is the natural thing to do.
And that's something I'm glad now, you know, this big ass vehicle that we are a part of. And I appreciate, I'm going to say, you know, and not go too far off into the conversation because it was more of a personal thing. But, you know, talking to Cuzzle Fly just off the record, you know what I mean? I'll just say this one little part, you know, because he was like, you know, a lot of it's easier for people to come into this game and become a quote unquote personality or build a platform if they already a rapper. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. he tipped his hat like, bro, not saying like a nigga was nothing, you know, but to come from nothing and build something. So I'm very appreciative to be able to have, you know, an outlet or a platform. And I'm glad.
Hell yeah.
I'm glad to see that the culture that we are a part of, some of these conversations are becoming a little bit more normal, just simple things. I just see the simplest things. I'm glad people just keep it on people's mind. People will say like, man, I'll be on Twitter. You just see someone like, did you drink water today? Drink more water. Just little bitty things. Cause that used to be shit that people just did not talk about, drinking water, eating
bro,
healthy, being conscious
that's
of what
real
you
shit.
And bro, all this stuff.
Is drink before I drink water. Like I had a whole week. I said, damn, how much water did I drink this week? Man. I had beers, juice, alcohol. I said, nigga, how much water did I drink?
Man, during my alcoholic stage in my life, probably the only time I probably would have any form of water was the ice cubes that was probably going in my liquor. You know what I'm saying? That was probably like the only, and it wasn't, you know, I was living out of state for a minute. It wasn't until I came home and I was around my OG, my mom, and it's just my skin, like, I don't know what it was, like my complexion or something. She was just like, do you drink water? You know what I mean? And from that moment, I say within that week, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it really just clicked in me because that was just something that just was not even on my mind, like drinking water. Because I would drink, get fucked up. I would have to drink a pop the next day because the acid in it to get my stomach straight and be right back to it. Drink a beer because the beer level you off, get you back, and then get right back. Right. It was just a rotation. Never was just even thinking about drinking water, let alone, okay, let me stop eating red meat. You know what I'm saying?
Man, your body's dried out. Your body was so acidic and just dried out. Now you like think back like, damn, my guts was rotten.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it's sad now, but I'm just glad now, you know, you got individuals like, what's the dudes in them name from the locks? Styles P.
Styles P got the juice bar.
The juice bar. And I'm glad like DJ Envy and what's her name, Angela Yee, end up franchising doing it. You know, and it's multiple other places as well. You know, people slowly, but the thing is, it's about making it cool because fucking, you got a juice bar, but they not saying it in no type of negative way. They big and they doing what they doing. I applaud them. I tip my hat. But we gotta get them juice bars and all that stuff just as popping as a fucking Starbucks, because the Starbucks is popping so hard. Where now it's an IPO, it's a publicly traded company. We could be on the stock. You know, we gotta get them type of shits in the hood and get them popping when you got so much traffic coming. Where now you can invest in these to make them bigger and better. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You know what's fucking up a lot. You see, this is I don't want to be the negative person, but now we gotta worry about the GMOs, the GMO fruit. Where are we going to get all the fruit from? We want to grow our own shit. They want to control it. Where are we going to grow it? So that means the fruit bar is going to be limited. The little juice bar is going to be limited now because we don't got enough farmers that got organic shit.
I'm wondering. I just was watching some shit yesterday. You know, you know who Wax is? Wax, he's like one of Charlamagne homies.
I heard that name before, but I don't know. I'm not privy to who the fuck that is.
I think he's Charlamagne's friend, but I think he's more like a bodyguard to that nigga or something like that. Uh-huh. But they friends or whatever, got dreads or whatever. But long story short, I just seen him on a platform the other day, and he was talking about the different endeavors he was in, and he was talking about how, you know, he moved somewhere and got a ton of land, but he actually got his own farm, and he was like, He said it, and then I just heard the rapper dude, Money Man or whatever, you know what I'm saying, talking about it too. He was like, I got a farm as well. He was like, I don't have to go to the grocery store. I can eat off my own land. But people, that's one that's good, and I'm not saying that like this is a selfish thing, but that's good. But we need more individuals that do have the money and the resources to buy up a lot of land. Yes, do it for you and your intermediate family, but if you got enough money to open up, because then that can be the farmers, because you already within the community, somebody in this all could be one big circle. If you got the people buying up their juice bars and getting the buildings, you got other people that got the money to get land, or they can do it themselves and put people in position to have farms to make sure they keep the rotation going so they can know exactly what's coming to these places. Because that's what's killing them. Like, if a fucking cow got mad cow disease and then we fuck around and eating it, what is it doing to us?
Nigga. We was just talking about that the other day on the show. I'm talking to the homie Afro, right? And I was talking to him. We was talking about the he was on my pages. He was like, "Hey man, is that chemical that they put in the water for them frogs really in the water? Is turning niggas gay?" I said, "Bro, these niggas ain't finna waste their time dressing up as scientists. You ain't never seen this clip. Yeah, it looks different to you." Because you ain't going to see this nigga out there like that. But I heard a long time ago that what they do with tilapia fish is that the female fish of tilapia is bigger than the male. So what they do to the males, they put this chemical in it, which changes its sex so it gets bigger. Now, I don't know if y'all noticed this, but tilapia is fucking everywhere on the menu somewhere now. When we grew up, it was red snapper, catfish, filet of salt. Them was your three fish little, you know, picks. Now it's tilapia by the bag. There's tilapia everywhere.
So you telling me that's what it is? That's what fucked the black community up?
High possibility. If that chemical is in the water, it's all in Atlanta like a motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
don't drink the Atlanta water, nigga. Because that shit is in there. But you know what, though? The CDC is based in Atlanta.
Mm. So facts. This is a testing ground for their ass.
It's a fucking testing ground. Why they talk about the gays and the AIDS? CDC is in Atlanta. My cousin drove, my nigga drive trucks. The nigga didn't pass it. Seen this shit all the time. CDC's in Atlanta. Come on, man. This ain't. Hey, you think these movies that we watching is some fucking subliminal shit? Yes, it is. They're letting you know what they got. All this shit, pay attention to what y'all watching, man. I'm telling y'all some real shit. Pay attention. What's them show? Black, go ahead.
No, what was you about to say?
I'm about to say pay attention to all them shows like Black Mirror. That's some deep shit.
I'm trying to
Black Mirrors, y'all. Check that shit out. If y'all ain't jumped on Black Mirrors, nigga, that shit crazy.
I don't know if that was just in that Cuzzo Fly interview. It was someone I was just talking to the other day, you know, just saying something similar, like, you know, these movies are basically just a way to just normalize certain situations that's eventually going to happen so people don't go into an outrage because you just seen it in a movie, you know what I mean? Because it's not something brand new to the brain.
They're conditioning you. Nigga, they got a show called Lucifer. You know what they would have did if they would have had some shit like that in the 50s or the 60s or the 70s? A show that comes on at 5, 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night called Lucifer. Come on, man. Old folks is tripping out right now. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's a crazy game, man. It's crazy. It's something that I do, and not to switch the topic, because we probably about $1 million worth of game and talk right there. You know what I mean? I wanted to clear up some stuff that I've been getting. No, I ain't gonna say not even backlash. That's not the right word at all. I just had a few different people asking questions about the whole Rallo and Dinky Wild situation.
Oh man. That's funny you say that. I just watched that dude's interview from last year. That's a wild dude, bro.
Who? On what
radio show? Dunky Wild? Nah, I forgot what platform it was. I think he was outside a jewelry store. I don't know where he was at, but he was talking about how he was saying shout out to Master P, but then he was just talking about how he was doing all this illegal shit. I'm just like, bro, slow down.
Yeah,
he talking about, man, we move in this state. I moved to that state. I did this in this state. Nothing. Hey. Yeah. Anyway, segues into the conversation at hand. Shit.
Yeah, all them, man. But anyway, you know, so recently on the DocX TV YouTube channel, ended up putting up a video because it's a dude named John Doe that's one of Rallo's closest friends. They didn't known each other since, you know, I'm not going to say kids, but at least they teenage years or whatever. He's a part of Fam Goon. He ended up providing some paperwork, basically calling Dunky Wild a snitch that he helped cooperate. Not saying he's the only snitch or the, you know, whatever the case may be, but like he helped cooperate in when you know, for everybody that knew, when Rallo was coming back from Sacramento, coming to Atlanta off the private jets and got jammed up or whatever. So people were reaching out like, you know, am I going to do an interview with Dunky Wild? Now, for anybody know, this is probably about a week and a half, maybe even 2 weeks old. From the very first day that I put up that video, Dunky Wild's management and everything had been reaching out. You know, they have been reaching out. But I had to, like, see, for people that know, like, I don't do things just to chase the views, the retweets, and all that stuff just for shock value. I'm not knocking other people that run their platforms whatever way they choose to. That's on them. Not saying it's a good or bad thing. But I feel like, you know, you do gotta hold your platform to some, you gotta have a vetting system, and you do gotta hold it to some type of integrity. You don't want to just bring a person on your channel or your platform, whatever, is a website, and they a well-known rat. You know what I'm saying? That's just something I just don't agree with. You know, regardless of, I'm not in that life or nothing no more, it's just certain things I just don't agree with. So from day one, I have been telling the manager that, you know, well, basically they wanted to do an interview. So I told them, well, you need to send me his paperwork. So they asked, like, you know, what parts do you want to see? I'm like, everything.
Discovery, stamped, dated, right. Attorney's name. All the pages.
right, right. Like everything from A to Z. Like, I don't want, don't just send me page 4 and page 9 and this. No, I want to see everything, you know, because, you know, he just recently did an interview on another guy's channel. You know, of course he's denying it, but my thing is your words can't argue with paperwork. You know what I'm saying? You only way you can combat paperwork is with paperwork to prove either to prove your point that that shit you saying is false or fake or whatever. You have to provide paperwork. Now, if I know it's going to be some people to say, oh, it is some paperwork out there. I'm not the same. All I will say is if people really just do their own due diligence and look into the situation, what he's arrested for is an unrelated case to Rallo's situation. So if he's showing paperwork from another case, would that case clear him on Rallo's shit just because it says he's not snitching on that case? Because that's something totally different. Maybe he didn't snitch in that particular case. I don't know, but my thing is I want to see everything. But this is the thing that stood out to me when, you know, the interviewer asked him, well, during that whole Rallo situation, did the police ever come talk to you about it?
Yeah.
And he...
Hold on for a second. That's my... Hit it again. Wait. Yeah, I'm good. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is that stood out to me is inside of that interview, he asked him, well, what, during Rallo's arrest, did the police ever come talk to him about the Rallo situation? And he said yes. That's something else that raised an eyebrow to me, because if you in the same breath said that you and Rallo wasn't cool, y'all was not cooperating, y'all was not hanging with each other, y'all wasn't around each other or dealing with each other, why when Rallo got arrested, you telling me when Rallo got arrested at the airport, why would the police come and find you to come talk to you?
Yeah, like it's like when somebody get pinched on something else, they need to go back and tell the homies, hey, y'all, I got stopped for this certain reason, and I'm letting y'all know now. Like, you gotta say shit like that. Like, that ain't no play thing. Cause see, they could be following you for one thing, and then they might catch you hanging out with the homies and they ain't on the radar. So it's just dudes that's gotta like keep it solid. And you know, if you hot, you hot. Say something.
Let me ask you this question. Just because to the public we know each other. Just because in the public we know each other. If I got arrested here in Detroit, why the fuck would the police have to? Why would they have a reason to come talk to you about what I got arrested for in Detroit? If you in a whole nother state, and just because we only was known publicly to each other, why would they want to come talk to you about anything dealing with me? My thing is that to me that leads me to believe, like, I don't know. It just looked like either y'all were already having some type of communication or...
Yeah, that's like a prior relationship.
Why would they come talk to you about something if you wasn't there during the actual arrest? You wasn't one of... I think maybe 10 or 11 people got arrested that day. You wasn't one of the 10 or 11 people. Why did they come talk to you about it? So I don't want to hear... I don't want to do an interview and hear, oh, they've been hating on me. When I started messing with Rallo, I had my own money. I was buying my own chains. I had none of that. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Yeah, they talking about this is because you in here because of this. That got something to do with him. That's direct. There ain't no coincidence. I'm sorry. There's no coincidence. You tied to it. You said something. The truth gonna come out. People don't just grab certain people for no reason. They're not finna waste their time with somebody who's just not of interest.
Right. So, you know, and so for people that don't know, because like I said, the interview ended up being done on someone else's platform, but I could have been had the opportunity to interview him, but I just chose not to. And it's not that the only way I would be able to do it if, like I said, if they was to send me all of his paperwork from A through Z, so I can see I definitely want to see the transcripts of when you said you had that conversation with that police officer that came to you. I want to see the transcripts of each conversation.
I need to see all of that.
To see exactly what you said. You know what I mean? And it just, I don't know, it's just been a lot of shit going on, especially after the Nipsey shit, that it really just pulls at a really a core with me.
That made everybody kind of like look at the whole snitch thing like different. Like, you gotta, now you gotta like be careful of somebody that's going supposed to go, they supposed to come back with the paperwork or whatever. Like, it's, man, it's crazy. And it make you now, it make you, that's like we said earlier, it make you want to stay in the house.
Yeah, because you got cowards snitching, just like I seen some shit the other day. I don't know if people think this shit cool or not. A dude jumped out on an old lady at a grocery store and robbed her for her purse with a knife. Like, nigga, that's sucker shit. That ain't gangsta.
Gang shit. That's not hell. No, that's far from gangsta, homie.
You know what I'm saying? That ain't gangsta. Like, we definitely got to get back to. That's why I know they say the world changed in 2019, but it's just certain things we got to get back to, some old school principles, man. We got to protect our women and kids. You know what I mean? We got definitely our protect ourselves at the end of the day as well, because it's just a full-on attack. And while we sitting at the bottom or wherever we want to be placed, fighting with each other all the damn time over bullshit, it's like we
getting our ass. Well, first, it's like we fighting each other. We thinking we punching each other, but no, we getting jumped.
Wow,
we both getting our... Right, exactly. We think we fight. We think we having a little fight, but little do we know, we getting jumped by a gang of people that hate us.
Yeah, and it's like,
so it's, man, this shit crazy, bro. We don't know who the enemy is.
You know, you want to be able to, you want to be able to look in your brothers and sisters' eyes, or you just want to be able to look in anybody's eyes and be able to know that they are actually just a good person. You know what I mean? And that they don't mean you no harm, and they know that, vice versa. But it's like, you, it's no, it's nothing, it's no signal, just like you was talking about earlier with people having fraternities and stuff like that, like just within the community. See, but the thing is, you start a quote unquote fraternity within the community, next thing you know, it's going to be considered a gang, or, you know, or anything like that. So it has to be a real tight net. It can't be something that just grow. You can't, I don't know. It's like, you really, it can't.
It gotta be organically done. They gotta be structured, just like the brothers of the Nation of Islam. It gotta be some structure to it. And that's what we miss. That's why a lot of cats, they become Muslim when they get locked up, because they found out that they didn't have discipline. And that discipline is what we need. We need structure and discipline. Bro, the streets ain't got no structure, no discipline. And that's why you got people like Lil Xan running up on motherfuckers with guns talking about, what's up, nigga?
Oh, have you heard anything about that situation since then?
Nah, I have not. I don't. It's crazy because I don't want to look into it, because it's just like, this dude's on my radar. It's like the whole 6ix9ine situation. Like, damn, why this nigga's on my radar? Now he's really on my radar. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that dude to be on my radar. But it goes back to what we keep allowing into our culture. You know what I'm saying? It goes back to how I said about the black barbershop experiment. How you go to a black barbershop, everybody mama be up in that motherfucker. You go to the people that ain't black, to they barbershop, where they be at, you go get a haircut, they gonna look at you like you had to paint the walls or some shit.
Yeah. You know, man.
You know, we let everybody in, but everybody ain't letting us in. We accepting everybody else as brothers, but they not accepting us as brothers.
And this really, it's certain situations where, I tell you, that's definitely, I 1,000% agree with that. And, you know, it'd be crazy, because I was having a conversation with a homie the other day from New York, you know, and you two, you know, be on the same type of time about a lot of stuff. Like, and I don't know, I never just really been in New York like that, you know what I mean? I don't know how diverse it is, you know what I mean? It's like coming from a place that's 90-95% black, you know, I don't know, my thought process towards a lot of stuff can be different, you know what I mean? Because from the police to your teachers to your city council to the person you stand next door, all black. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, just even,
you're used to seeing your people.
Right. And but that's a good thing and a bad thing, because 99% of the problems that you're facing and dealing with is coming from your own people. So it's like, in these particular situations, it's hard to point the finger at anybody else when it's coming directly from your own people, you know. But, you know, it comes from, it's just a lot of hate and bullshit in the hood. And people know that it's hate, the jealousy, you know, stacked on top of poverty, you know what I'm saying? And people not wanting to change it. And plus, it's a certain type of culture and everything around here, you know. And it's like, it just puts you in a position where you have to kind of, you know, be willing to, you got to be able to travel and move around do something so you can break yourself up outside of just this mentality. Because the crab in the bucket mentality, and I say all that to say, just was adding on to, you know, motherfuckers, other people holding us back. Like, it's a situation, you know, that me and you have talked about behind the scenes. I never said publicly, but another motherfucker that's of the same complexion that's purposely blocking and hating on a nigga for no reason. And it's one of us.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about it, this person's persona, he comes off as if he's a pro-black person.
Those are the worst. The Hotep niggas.
And it's like, nigga, you don't know me from a can of paint. We never had any negative interactions, no nothing. We never met each other. We don't know each other. It's only been one time we even halfway communicated. And that right there kind of showed me some lightweight, sensitive shit. You know, like a person that get upset if you, you know, everybody, you not even like text message, you message a person. I'm not on Twitter all day, every day. So if I message someone, they respond, and I may respond 2-3 days later, but I'm not on Twitter every day. And you get
definitely not. I can't remember last time I opened up Twitter. I think somebody sent something in my DM and it was connected to Twitter, and it opened up my Twitter. I forgot I had this shit.
You know, that was the only, that's the only thing I could think back, like, you know, is that where a motherfucker end up catching a negative vibe because a nigga made, I don't know, because people look at themselves, you know, people are not humble nowadays. I don't give a fuck what position they get in. You know, it's good you can pat yourself on your back for your accomplishments and the things that you do in this world, but you still have to keep some level of being humble. It's a time and place for everything. You can't try to show your ass to everybody, because when you do, eventually somebody gonna shoot you in that ass. You can't show your ass to everybody,
man. Everybody want to post some new shit on their timeline every single day, even if it don't be some new shit. A nigga post a 99 cent tall can of OE just to say, hey man, I posted something today.
And it's sad, you know.
A nigga was driven it. I gotta post something on the gram day. I gotta post something. I gotta show y'all niggas that I'm doing good still. Like, bro, just be cool.
Just show the people that actually give a fuck. If you have kids, your family, or just do it for yourself. That's one thing that I do not do. I don't do shit for other people's satisfaction. That's why I'm a very, very, very private person. Like, and to me, sometimes, especially trying to do this type of shit, it's like you gotta open up and be a little bit more transparent to do this thing. But I'm a very, very private person. But I deal with people in real life that's just like, they make themselves look like a clown because every fucking thing that they do, every move that they make, damn near 99% of the shit they say is out of just trying to either prove something to you, or they doing shit is just always for somebody else, just for attention. It's like, damn, did you not get enough attention as a fucking kid? You know what I'm saying?
Bruh, it's the attention wave. I just had my daughter watch an episode of Black Mirror, right? And it was an episode where everybody in this society judged each other off of the likes that they got on they phone. Like, it's like a Uber. So everybody you meet is connected on your phone. So you shake somebody's hand, they give you 4 stars for just being a good person. By the time this bitch was trying to get to the airport, wherever she was trying to go, she kept losing stars because she kept trying to be like this girl she went to school with that don't give a fuck about her, but the status that she was on. Like, and it flowed into like how people try to be accepted and not just be themselves. Like, you worried about being accepted instead of being yourself.
Yeah.
And in the end, she broke down. And you know what I'm saying? Was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm just going to be me. Like, and my daughter is watching this shit. She 9. She's like, oh, shit. So that's what you've been telling me about, trying to be with the crowd and giving a fuck what people think. And it's more imperative now for these kids because they want to be accepted so much. It should never be an 11-year-old little girl hangs herself or kills herself because kids make fun of her. Nigga, we used to bag on each other. Nigga, remember snapbooks? Yeah. Nigga, we used to have snapbooks. Nigga, we used to... Snaps was the shit. We used to... couldn't wait to come to school.
You know what I mean? Like, it was like at home with your cousins and family, that was sparring time. So when you went to school, you could be on these niggas' heads. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't let that shit get to you. If someone got you, they got you. The worst thing that would happen, you ain't about to... hang yourself. That you may beat that person ass, but you ain't about to hang your, to actually take your whole life over somebody else, what they think or how people perceive you. Fuck what other people think and how they perceive you, because they not you. They don't control your life. It may feel like that if it was someone that's young. You may feel that way, but at the end of the day, 10 years from now, you 9 times out of 10 not even going to know that person. That person not, not even going to matter to you.
They going to switch schools. They going to do all kinds of shit. It's crazy. Niggas I didn't grow up with. Everybody going to be different, bro. Give a nigga 2 years. You can give a nigga 2 years, he might be a whole different person.
Majority of the baddest bitches we talked about it. This is another thing about majority of the baddest. We talked about it before. The majority of the baddest bitches when I was in high school, they was dating niggas that was already not in high school.
That was grown.
And another thing, majority of the baddest bitches when I was in high school ain't shit now.
Yeah, because everything was given to them from a young age and they would figure out what they wanted to do.
Yeah, they 4 or 5 kids, 4 or 5 different baby daddies. You know what I'm saying? Because they jumped into a pool, into a water, and really just because of their looks, it got them in the door, but they wasn't really ready for it.
Used to be prom queen. Now she looking like I don't know. Yeah.
Like, it's true. Like, it's majority of the hoes that used to be bad as hell when I was in school. When I bump a run across, it's only a few. It was only a few. And then the thing is, the ones that were just, you know, that was all right then, like all right to your eyes, because you know you get caught up in shit when you're in high school because of the popularity and all. But the ones that was all right end up being the ones that grow into fucking
bad. Yeah, like damn, nigga, she right. Nigga, you be like, man, I mean, she was trying to get a job. Her mom wasn't really all that balling, so her gear wasn't all that tight. But she was fly though.
That's what made her even fucking work harder, because she seen how she was being treated in school, and it make them even work harder on what they trying to do. So if you in high school, you in college, don't just overlook that motherfucker just because she at your school and she may not be a part of Papa Cloud or everybody ain't chasing her. She just ain't the quote unquote red bone or whatever the fuck you want to say.
All the ones that look good now, they're gonna age a lot faster than you. So appreciate your youth. Don't try to grow up too fast either, because all them ones that got the big old titties and she's nice and developed, trust me, give her till she's maybe her first child. Her body might be gone after that. Her looks might be gone. Her face might, she might start smoking cigarettes. Her face would be leather.
Yeah, like,
love yourself.
Like, you can't, don't pick your girl or don't pick your wife based off of what society thinks. Like, oh, but society, pick what's right for you. The person that's going to have your back. The one that's going to be there for you when you down. The one that's going to be your backbone. You know what I'm saying? Like, pick the motherfucker that actually really loves you. Not that you're going to bait her in, because most of them relationships is exchange. That shit is you really tricking for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? You paying for this bitch attention. You paying also, for the pussy.
Also, make sure that y'all share the same dream, because any woman can love you and give you money, but y'all got to share the same type of dream. If at least you want to... Something similar, you know what I'm saying? Where y'all, it's not just too much of a, because you're gonna think you're gonna teeter totter and you're gonna be way on the bottom and she way up there, and then you become a slave. Like, that, well, damn, girl, what you gonna do? I know you got love for me and all, but what are you gonna do? So, y'all gotta have a, you know, if she's in the eating vegan, whatever she eating in the eating clean, you can't be sitting there talking about they're gonna make some pork chops. That's not gonna mix in the long run.
Eventually, y'all gonna grow apart. You know what I mean? It's some people, like my sister and her husband, he Muslim, she's not. You know what I mean? They do have some differences, but they do have made enough sacrifices in between themselves to still be compatible. But they still, you know what I mean? It's not like they just sticking to their guns and trying to be together. They both have sacrificed. Compromise some things to make each one comfortable, you know, this and that, blah, blah. But yeah, I'm talking about that situation happened to me lightweight, which is on the tip of just growing apart or losing someone. But like, I'm not the type of person that calls everybody that I have fucked or we've been out to eat type shit, oh, that was my girlfriend, this and that. But the girl that I consider my first girlfriend, like, me and her, that's one situation. I'm not going to say, like, oh, I lost a good girl. But in hindsight, like, yeah. You know what I mean? Because during that time...
We all done fucked up.
Yeah, because during that time in my life, and but the situation that is fucked up, because really, it's really as fucked that bitch, because I was doing way too much, but I still lost a good one in that situation. But because I was busting my ass, I was busting my ass because I'm the one providing, I'm the one need to keep the lights on, pay the bills, this and that. But while I was doing that, she was keeping her head in her books. I wasn't keeping my head in my books because I had to work on everything else. I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? Her mama, and them giving her, as an adult, her allowances, her car is paid for by them. Anything that I have, from car to any insurance, all that shit I have to pay for. So I'm focused on keeping all that up. One, then eventually we grew apart. But I'm like, damn, no, you know, it's too long of a story to go into right now. But
yeah,
like,
but I got you.
It's like, like, You should have seen the sacrifices. She should have seen then the sacrifices of what I was doing for that relationship, instead of taking it as, okay, once you graduate and I didn't, like, you outgrowing me, bitch. You know what I was doing and why I was doing it.
But you know what though, Doc? You gotta look at it something like this. I was in a similar, you know, situation. I'm doing regular shit. We ain't litigate or nothing like that. But once you grow, and you might be with somebody who got their parents, they giving them some shit. Their parents raised them a certain way. Y'all might have grew apart based on the way that y'all was raised. You was more independent. She was more dependent. That might have offset some, you know what I'm saying? You never know. That might have pissed you off later on down the line. Like, damn, girl, like, you ever going to do some independent shit? Because I know it's times I get mad. I'm looking at my girl like, damn, you're not going to clean it, you know? You're not going to clean it up down. That mirror right there, that little smudge don't bother you. You know what I'm saying? Certain way that y'all was raised. So that's another thing. For the ones that's listening, you might grow apart from somebody. They might be cool as fuck, but their upbringing can make you grow apart from them, because they're not going to change. They're going to be more complacent and they're going to become molded. And it's hard to remold something that's then got hardened and age, you know what I'm saying? It's harder.
One day when a full episode is about probably relationships, where it's more time to dig into it, I'll talk.
Yeah, we can go forever.
But that particular situation, you, by the end, you'll be like, you was a motherfucker, see where I'm coming from with the sacrifice, just how everything strategic, you know, just how it happened. Because it was like, you will look at this motherfucker, which I don't want people to look at this person like they foul, you know what I mean? Because I wish the best for everybody. But it was like, just during that time, it was like, come on, dog. It was just some foul shit to go on. But it let you know that you can bust your ass, do everything that you're supposed to be doing, and a motherfucker still can be on some bullshit on their off time, because the person ended up transferring, going to another school, really because of her parents. Her parents seen that she was getting too close, too tight, and they didn't want her to be focusing on a relationship. They wanted her to keep focusing on school, even though she was, but they forced her kind of to transfer. But when she transferred, like, I'm down there once or twice a month flying this motherfucker back and forth from DC to where we at. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
And then you still find a room to fucking cheat? Oh, bitch, hell no.
Doc kind of telling y'all the story, but he not telling y'all the story, but he told you the story. You know? that nigga said, let me go ahead and sum this up real quick.
Right, for real.
Yeah, like, and see, that'll make a nigga trip. Like, okay, all right, I got you.
Because it don't count when we fuck. It don't count when we fucking off, because a nigga can fuck anything. That don't mean you like the other bitches you fuck.
Yeah, not nigga, when you get love.
That's good. When y'all cheat, bitch, because you like.
Yeah, you like this nigga. Yeah, we don't even like this bitch.
Yeah, we just did it just to do
that
it.
That was just what? I don't even be infatuated. The car, I was like, damn, okay. The setting was right.
Right. You anything. Know? The sun came up anything, to me. It don't matter.
I like the way she smelled. Her hair smelled good. He washed her hair this morning. I was checking the mail, and she was checking the mail. I came over for some coffee. Nigga, I don't know what happened.
That's just the difference between...
Yeah, we different.
Because if people did ask, they probably would ask, like, well, Doc, did you during that time? But that shit, like, shit, I still was the one. None of that shit didn't matter, because I was still doing what I was supposed to do to make that work. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers that were the other people that was on the side knew that it was temporary. Like, that was the only reason why you even come around, just for to have that good time, and that's it. You're not getting close because you damn near either I didn't directly told you, or you know, like, no, this nigga got a girl, but this just when he come over here drunk, this and that, and we may get it in, and that's about it. But I don't know, man. You know, that's a whole. But
yeah, that's a relationship segment. We stay tuned next week. We gonna drop y'all some relationship advice.
Right, for real, and really get it to
real,
it.
For real, yeah.
And I want to get, if it's any females. Women, because I heard that's disrespectful. Call y'all females nowadays.
Female, yeah, don't call me no female, nigga. I don't know what to call them now. Because not everybody's a motherfucking queen. I'm sorry, all y'all queens.
Any queens, women, that's listening and you want to be a part of topics that's related to relationships, trust, and all that different stuff, you know, if you're listening to on Anchor, you can leave a voice message, let us know your name, an email address, or however, you know, we can get back in contact with you and end up having you, you know, involved in these particular, you know, couple of topics that we want to talk about. And even if it's some guys that you done been through some bullshit or something like that, you can, if you're listening on Anchor, you can leave a voice message. Or or you can reach out to us and comment. What's your IG again?
At DMF Blake. That shit real simple. I'm the only motherfucker that got that shit, at DMF Blake.
Yeah, leave him a message and let him know that you want to be a part of it, or hit me up at DO, you know, Doc Hicks TV, and let me know, and we'll figure something out, you know what I mean? So if you want to let everybody know, let everybody know what you got coming out and what they should be looking for this next week.
Shit, man. Shit, next week, just doing, trying to do the first episode of More Than Just Jokes. Revamping the sit down podcast. We're taking it to the podcast level. You know what I'm saying? We gonna blast this UBN shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Johnny Black Media, all out. You know what I'm saying? Just putting that together. Next Wednesday, catch me on B Real TV Heavyweights Live. We got Maze 301 from Maryland. He's the newest artist that signed to Strange Music with Tech N9ne. So y'all peep that interview. I'm trying to put it together where we can be able to archive it and possibly have it on a similar platform like this, Anchor, something that we can go back and listen to it so y'all can hear the interviews and what we'd be doing instead of just watching this shit live on Facebook. But yeah, so Maze 301 from Strange Music, I'm going to be doing his interview next week on Wednesday, so y'all tune in for that. Other than that, man, you know, shit. Follow me on Instagram.
Word. And definitely for me, y'all seen we just dropped the Cuzzo Fly interview. If you haven't seen that, I feel like that was a funny yet informational interview we did. We just dropped the Yogi Calhoun interview. He's a former regime member with Yuck Mouth. If y'all don't remember when Yuck Mouth was going on a ton of rants, going at Tech N9ne and everybody and their mama, he went off on dude too. So he had a few things he wanted to say, so y'all can go check that out. Got the Dusty McFly and Smoke Campino interview coming here and then onto YouTube. And we revamping the merch, but at that particular time, a lot of stuff I'm not going to say until it's like damn near right that particular time. Just right that particular time, like probably right before everything. But, you know, we greatly appreciate you for tuning in this week. Make sure, leave a good review, 5-star rating. And we out.
That's it.